well, we'd take the baler and go and bale what we was going to sell of the hay. Because back then, people at Marshall and Leslie, and of course that was the two closer towns and the main towns, but they all had cows, milk cows, and you could sell hay. You know, if you had real good hay, well, you could sell hay for their cows. Mm-hmm. And some of them had horses that they plowed gardens with and what have you. But you had to bale this hay. But what we would keep for ourselves, well, we'd just feed it out of the stack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we had a hay knife that we'd saw those stacks in two with. And, you know, and you'd feed down, oh, say, a strip off of a haystack. Maybe the stack would be 40 feet long. Well, you'd start in and you'd feed a strip maybe 8 feet wide across the stack. Well, you can take that hay knife and you just start sawing, and you could cut it about 18, 20 inches deep. And then the hay would just roll off real easy. And then that would, you wouldn't expose the whole stack where otherwise you'd, and it made it feed real easy. You know, you could just take a pitchfork and stick it in there and it'd just roll right off.
Well, did you make all the stacks the same size and shape?
Oh, no, but some were round, but a round haystack was a lot harder to stack.
Mm-hmm. And,
I've seen people that stack, but my dad, he always stacked, and he told us boys, you know, a long haystack,
mm-hmm.
because it was easier to keep. And
mm-hmm.
I've seen people stack them round, and they'd be real pretty, but
mm-hmm.
but as they settled, why, they'd turn over, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And a long stack won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he always, well, that's the way he stacked them, were just long stacks, and we've stacked a lot of them. And they used, I remember we had a hay fork, and we'd put this hay fork, they work on a track in a barn.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a cable, and we'd put this cable between trees, and you could really take it off the wagons real fast with that. And we used that a long time, and this hay fork would it works on a pulley off of this cable, and you could pick up a great wad of hay, and then when it pulled off your wagon, why, it'd hang straight down then, you know, right over your stack, and you trip it, and it always fell on. And that is one reason that we use long stacks,
mm-hmm.
because we've had haystacks, oh, I don't know, I guess 70 or 80 feet long,
mm-hmm.
and because and if you stack them that way, why, you can keep it 2 or 3 years. We've
that long.
Oh yes, it'll keep, because it'll and see, that's the advantage of, now if you don't have a hay knife and stuff like that, but of course back then they didn't, many people have them, but I don't know what they cost, but it wouldn't cost much, or we wouldn't have.
Well, when you first cut the hay, what would you do with it? When you just very first cut it.
You mean out of the field?
Yeah, you know.
Well, you cut it, and
you kind of rake those.
You cut
piles.
It, and you let it cure.
You have a name for those little small piles?
There's their cocks.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, you'd go in and cock the hay.
Oh, oh,
and,
yeah.
And you'd mow it, and then you'd let it cure a while, and depend on the type of hay that you're using. Now, a lot of it you'd want to get right on out there early of the morning and rake
mm-hmm.
it while it was damp,
mm-hmm.
so it wouldn't shed its leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And then